令和7年度第5回岐阜新聞学力テストの放送を聞いて答える問題を行います。リスニング放送を始める前に、回答用紙に受験番号、登録番号、中学校名、氏名を記入して、QR コードシールを貼ってください。1. これから短い英文を読みます。英文は、カッコ1からカッコ5まで5つあります。それぞれの英文を読む前に、日本語で内容に関する質問をします。その質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを、あからえから1つずつ選び、符号で書きなさい。なお、英文は、カッコ1からカッコ3は1回ずつ、カッコ4、カッコ5は2回ずつ読みます。カッコ1。これから読む英文は、デイジーが読んだ本の数について説明している時のものです。本の数を正しく表しているものはどれでしょう？
I read 5 books in May.I read the same number of books in June. I read more books in July than in June.
括弧2。これから読む英文は、オードリーと店員が商品を見ながら話をしている時のものです。オードリーが購入する商品を正しく表しているものはどれでしょう？
I'm looking for a new bag. I want to get a black one.
How about this one? It has two pockets. We also have a bigger one in black, but it doesn't have any pockets on it.
I need to carry many things in my bag. I'll buy the bigger one.
Sure.
これから読む英文は、サミュエルとアカリとの会話です。その会話の最後で、アカリが一言付け加えるとすると、どの表現が最も適切でしょう。なお、アカリが一言付け加えるところで、チャイムが鳴ります。
Hi, Akari. Are you free this Saturday?
Hi, Samuel. No.I will visit my aunt in Osaka this weekend.
Oh, will you? My brother gave me 2 tickets for the soccer game at the stadium. I thought we could go together.
I'm sorry.
カッコ4これから読む英文は、修学旅行中の生徒たちに、ホテルでカーター先生が、これからのスケジュールについて説明をしているときのものです。話の内容を正しく表しているものはどれでしょう？
Okay, listen everyone. It is 5:30 now. We will have dinner in the restaurant at this hotel at 7. Then,You will take a bath after dinner. Also, there is a store in this hotel. You can buy something to drink there. You need to go to bed at 9. Don't go out of your room after 9. Tomorrow morning, we will have breakfast at 7 and we will leave this hotel at 8:30. You don't have much time after breakfast.So, please clean your room before coming to the restaurant tomorrow morning.
繰り返します。
Okay, listen everyone. It is 5:30 now. We will have dinner in the restaurant at this hotel at 7. Then you will take a bath after dinner. Also, there is a store in this hotel. You can buy something to drink there. You need to go to bed at 9. Don't go out of your room after 9. Tomorrow morning, we will have breakfast at 7, and we will leave this hotel at 8:30. You don't have much time after breakfast. So, please clean your room before coming to the restaurant tomorrow morning.
カッコ5。これから読む英文は、ALT のクラーク先生が自己紹介をしているときのものです。話の内容を正しく表しているものはどれでしょう？
Hi everyone. My name is John Clark. I'm from Australia. But when I was 10, I moved to the US with my family. One of my friends stayed in Gifu 10 years ago. He always talked about beautiful places in Gifu. I am happy to work here because I can visit the places he told me. From next week,I will teach English in the English Club too. If you are interested, please come to the English Room on Monday or Wednesday after school. Thank you.
繰り返します。
Hi everyone. My name is John Clark. I'm from Australia. But when I was 10, I moved to the US with my family.One of my friends stayed in Gifu 10 years ago. He always talked about beautiful places in Gifu. I am happy to work here because I can visit the places he told me. From next week, I will teach English in the English Club too. If you are interested, please come to the English Room on Monday or Wednesday after school.Thank you.
に、これから読む英文は、高校生のカエがお世話になった人について英語の授業で発表しているときのものです。この英文を聞いて、カッコ1、カッコ2の問いに答えなさい。なお、英文は、2回読みます。英文を聞く前に、まず、カッコ1、カッコ2の問いを読みなさい。では、始めます。
Hello everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about my English teacher in junior high school. His name is Mr. Brown. He came from Canada. I wasn't good at English before, but his classes helped me a lot. He often told us about the culture of Canada in his class.His stories were really interesting. One day, I talked to him after class. I said, I want to speak English well. What should I do? He said, just try to speak more. Learning a language is fun. After that, I started speaking more English in class. I also began reading English books.And watching many English videos at home. I still do these things. Thanks to Mr. Brown, I like English now, and I want to use it in the future. I want to talk with people from other countries and learn more about their countries. Also, I hope I can use English in my work someday. Thank you for listening.
繰り返します。
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about my English teacher in junior high school. His name is Mr. Brown. He came from Canada. I wasn't good at English before, but his classes helped me a lot. He often told us about the culture of Canada in his class. His stories were really interesting. One day, I talked to him after class. I said, I want to speak English well. What should I do? He said, just try to speak more. Learning a language is fun. After that, I started speaking more English in class. I also began reading English books and watching many English videos at home. I still do these things. Thanks to Mr. Brown, I like English now, and I want to use it in the future. I want to talk with people from other countries and learn more about their countries. Also, I hope I can use English in my work someday. Thank you for listening.
これで放送を聞いて答える問題を終わります。